Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, Dr. Zelenko just shared with us he has terminal cancer, but he said he feels like that just makes his mission that much stronger. And he said some powerful things to me during the last two-minute break. So please, Dr. Zelenko, repeat what you said to me live to this audience of millions.
Yeah, so I said I thank God for giving me cancer. And what I mean by that is that it's opened up my consciousness and made me realize how valuable and precious my life is and how every second is a divine gift and that really no one knows how long they're going to live. You know, I have this kind of saying that life is a terminal disease because we begin to die from the day we're born. So it's not that important how long we live. It's much more important what we do with the time, how we live, and what we do with the time that we're given. And it's imperative that we make good choices, that we turn away from false gods and accept the yoke of the true one God. And that is the solution to this tyranny. You see, that the evil has dug in. They have nowhere to go. They know that if divine consciousness is spread through humanity, then that will be their end. Just like a little light kills all the darkness. So they are going to do everything possible to maintain control. And the way they do that is through mass psychosis. If anyone has ever studied psychological warfare, you'd understand that prolonged anxiety, fear, together with human isolation, causes the human soul and spirit to decompensate and become psychotic and become so paralyzed with fear that the mind doesn't matter anymore, and people gravitate to anything, any false god that will alleviate that fear. In this particular case, it's a false vaccine, a false promise of this vaccine. So the reality is that do not give in to the isolation, do not give in to the fear, do not let the tactics to take your consciousness away from the divine and make you codependent on a cult.
You are absolutely right, and we've even gotten their internal documents where they admit that's their plan. How are so many of these so-called elites doing this? I guess they go against God to have a little bit of temporary power, thumbing their nose at God, but they're the biggest fools of all.
I call them God's toilet paper because they enable us to have free choice. And the choices are real. And in this particular case, our choice is to stay away from them and to gravitate towards. You want to know where good is? Anywhere where you'll find inspiration and freeing the soul to connect to the Creator without any codependency and learn how to fly like a birdie and connect to God without anyone else helping you. And a cult is exactly the opposite. They will connect you to them for your psychological reassurance and for supposedly your continued existence. And that's a real cult. So I plead with humanity, I plead with the American public, do not sacrifice your children. Take your children out of harm's way. The government is the enemy of the people. It's the enemy of your children. Take them out of harm's way. They don't need to die.
Dr. Zelenko, thank you so much, and just God bless you. And you're right, we are creatures made by God. We're going to be together in eternity. And that's why we got to choose God, because the evil people are going to be their own system. We're going to be with God, and that's really why they hate us. ZStackLive.com/Alex. People need to protect themselves and their family. Thank you so much, sir, and I look forward to speaking to you again. Hold on as long as you can. I know you've accepted this, and so have I, but we really appreciate you, sir.
God bless you. God bless America.
Thank you, Dr. Zelenko. Well, that's probably the most powerful interview we've ever done, and we've done quite a few. That guy is definitely over the target. He knows what he's doing. And that's because he's got the spirit, folks. That's what this is. We are coming together. The evil ones know it. There is a mass consciousness. They're trying to superimpose mass insanity over that in a false system they create. so that they can suppress us and cut us off from God. We must not let them do that. And we must not let them damage and enslave our children, because God will punish us, will destroy us if we do that. We must stand against this evil. I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. That means you've only got 10 days as of taping this to get storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling items. We have Winter Sun at 50% off. So good for your body, so good for your immune system. 50% off. We have Ultra 12 at 60% off. That is the lowest we've ever gone. It is so good for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your whole body taken out of the tongue. 60% off. We've got a bunch of products sold out for a long time, like Brain Force Plus back in stock. 50% off, and we have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now Bone Broth Plus, so it's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 20% off, and it's even stronger than the last formula we had. It is amazing for your whole body, amazing for your joints, amazing for inflammation, and it funds the InfoWar, which is so important in the fight against the New World Order. So thank you all for your support. With supply chain breakdowns, I recommend you get your Christmas shopping done now and have it done, and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Wow, coming off that Zelenko interview, that is just empowering. And I've been having the same things happen to my consciousness in the last year or two. I've told you that, I've shared that with you on air. And I've had some spiritual experiences that are next level. I mean, we're talking next level. And I got to tell you, that's why the enemy's so upset. God's spirit, God's energy is really coming into the third dimension right now. This isn't mumbo jumbo. Everything the New World Order does is to suppress that and cut that off. Because once we hit the next level and the next, think of us like a rocket. Once we go into our third stage, we're out of this world. The New World Order is not going to have any power over us. We're going to look back on this as a sick joke, ladies and gentlemen, and just be sad for all those that we lost who chose evil. I got so much to hit, I'm probably going to host some into the fourth hour with Salente. Biden has shut down over 1,000 major spurs of pipelines, over 50 major pipelines. He shut down the Keystone, obviously, right when it was completed. Took a decade to build it, $14 billion. And he just announced that they're going to, he already announced they're going to shut it down, and then he didn't. The governor of Michigan announced it for the Democratic Party, and then she didn't have the power because it's a treaty. And so now Biden's going to shut down the main pipeline out of Canada that supplies Michigan, Illinois, and a bunch of other states with refined gasoline and gas. I mean, this is just next level. I mean, literally, they had the Department of Energy head on TV this weekend saying, play it yesterday, but the headline was on InfoWars.com, get ready for power shortages and blackouts and skyrocketing gas prices for fuel and natural gas. I mean, they're literally destroying the country and stepping on its neck. All of this is to shut it down. So I've got that. Jason Burmes is an old friend of mine. He was one of the producers and researchers on the Loose Change trilogy. And he's made some other very, very informative documentary films. And he's also a talk show host. He calls himself a talking head. And he's on ROKFIN.com/JasonBurmes and Twitter at Jason Burmes. And he joins us to cover transhumanism, all these insane developments, the announcements of world government. Look, I've known you, 18 years? I forget. I've known Paul Watson 20. I think I've known you like 17, 18 years. I forget. But my Lord, Jason Burmes, what is it like for you to be, and all of us to be vindicated? And basically almost everybody I know is red-pilled now, but we're just in this insane period. Well, what would you call this time we're in, and what would you call the vindication? It's not about patting ourselves on the back. It's surreal. Like, we're all vindicated, but it's just the evil just moves forward of its own inertia. Jason Burmes.
Well, first of all, unfortunately, I'm not as surprised as I should be. However, the acceleration, obviously, in that last 18 to 24 months has been over the top. But if you're asking me where we're living in, I'll tell you, we're living in the post-truth world, right? This is what the Bilderberg Group actually focused on 3 years ago. And we don't know if they had a meeting in 2021. We know they did not have a meeting, Alex, in 2020. But that's when you had this new repackaged New World Order Great Reset that we have to become the Great Resistance to. You know, your previous guest hit so many points, and this is really about saving humanity at the end of the day, Alex. It is a transhumanist movement, and they are utilizing all their tools, all the predator class tools of the media, military, industrial complex against us, the people, the global populace.
You know, I'm glad you raised that article from 3 years ago, CNBC. The Bilderberg Group, remember when we were covering it 15, 20 years ago, it didn't exist. Now it's like, oh, the Bilderberg Group, the secret elite's going to save you from disinformation. They're going to censor everybody because they love you. And now they've got their Great Reset to kill all of us. I mean, this is insane.
They've got worse than that, Alex. Openly, you know, I was going back to conversations that we had well over a decade ago about Homeland Security, these fusion centers that they had created, the MIAC report, and how really this infrastructure had been built against the American people. It had nothing to do with overseas other than our dominance in Eurasia and basically setting up more of our military-industrial complex throughout the world. And today, this article behind me, Alex, is almost 6 months old, and it talks about a program called Signature Reduction. And if I could just read the first paragraph, it blows my mind that no one has really covered this at length. They admit that they have some 60,000 people now belong to a secret army, many working under masked identities and in low profiles, all part of a broad program called Signature Reduction. The force, more than 10 times the size of the clandestine elements of the CIA, carries out domestic and foreign assignments, both in military uniforms and under civilian cover, in real life and online, sometimes hiding in private businesses and consultancies, some of them household names and companies. And these people have utilized really the DARPA technology that has been rolled out again throughout the globe in the last 18 to 24 months. That's what these shots are.
And, you know, I'm glad you raised that, because they've had stay-behind networks and secret army units for 200-plus years in this country. So I had some family that was in that. But this isn't your grandpa's army or your great-uncle's army or your uncle's army. This is UN leftist trained. That this isn't the regular military that are in positions everywhere, and part of it's InfraGuard that interfaces with the FBI. But yes, that's the type of people that were provocateuring on January 6th. That's who's infiltrating the militias, trying to get them to do violence. And these are leftist political operatives, even above the CIA and the Army, that are basically sheep-dipped out of these agencies that are operating. And I can tell you, Burmese, I think the number's a lot higher than 60,000.
Well, I would agree with that. But again, those are probably the units, again, that give them the plausible deniability. Just to illustrate the type of technology that they're getting, and when I say it's DARPA tech, there is no doubt. What you're going to look at behind me, it looks like a hand. Unfortunately, it's not a hand. It's actually a glove that fits over your hand, can have any biometric fingerprint on it, and emits human oils, Alex. How many people have given up their DNA to databases? How many people have given up their biometric data by putting their phone on? I mean, this is reality right now. They've utilized this. As far as I know, nobody has the documents other than Newsweek. I'd love to get my hands on them to see how extensive this really
Jason,
goes.
Jason, what you're getting to, and this all goes into Able Danger and all those other programs and things that go back and all these other events, is there's a whole transhumanist revolution taking place through corporations, and we're really in the year 2050 right now, technology-wise. There's all these advanced technologies that aren't distributed to the public yet, and now all these corporate and governmental spy agencies are involved, forcing this takeover of society, and the forced inoculation is the vanguard of that attack.
Well, I would agree with a lot of that. For instance, when we talk about Alex, NASA is largely a front for the military-industrial complex. For instance, you know, it was years ago that Google, which to me is not a private company, the idea that you have the number one search engine in the world, the number one video platform in the world, the number one operating system in the world, Android, okay, as not a technopoly.
Eric Schmidt and Google's, what, 20-something years old? It's totally run by the deep state on record, actually. It's not even debatable.
It's not, and Eric Schmidt is the author of The New Digital Age from 2013, Reshaping the Future of People, Nations, and Businesses, where he was calling for the type of censorship, especially against WikiLeaks, many, many years before what we're seeing today. And at the same time that his company, of course, is achieving quantum supremacy with NASA, you know, it's not about going to the moon or Mars. It's about artificial intelligence, automation, and really the bringing in of this transhumanist fourth industrial revolution. Well, Eric Schmidt's creating Dragonfly, the censored version of Google, basically. And he's on the national security.
That's right. Stay there. Stay there, Jason Burmes. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Study nanotech, and if you don't study mind control, and if you don't roll it out and dominate it, somebody else is going to do that. And so you've got to be more evil than the evil to protect the good, but that's really the lie. So when you see the sexualization of children, and you see the destruction of families, and you see pedophile story time, that's all coming out of the big banks, the big think tanks, the big tax-free foundations, down through all the different government agencies, including the military. That's why you see social engineering in the military to turn it into a woke transhumanist system. And so you see testing experimental vaccines that, quote, change people's brains in the military. Now they're saying, oh, shots for depressed teens that really go in and eat parts of the brain. This is a very brave new nightmare world, and it's rolling out right now in our face. Jason Burmes is an investigative journalist and filmmaker. He has a real knack for going through all the incredible stories that got kind of lost in the shuffle and bringing it all together. So you're getting at something big here, Jason. Please continue.
Well, Alex, when I talk about NASA, there is this document out there that, you know, I had probably seen back in the day, but when I read it, during this COVID-1984 nightmare and where we were going, I was kind of just blown away. And the reason I was blown away is this is a future strategic issues warfare document. And you say to yourself, well, why is NASA doing this? Well, it's in conjunction with DARPA and all these other agencies, obviously within the military industrial complex. We'll scroll down and show you that in a moment. But what caught me was this was from July of 2001. It was a presentation that Dennis Bushnell, who's the chief scientist today at NASA, he's been there really generationally, and it calls for population sustainability. But what was really crazy to me is that it told us that in 2020, the bio-nano era was coming here. And it doesn't know how long this lasts, but the next is virtual. And when you start going through this document, you find out that they're talking about population sustainability. I have this man on video about 10 years ago at a forum talking about how population control, they may institute it. It will change everything. He calls it Malthus 101. And when you talk about these shots for behaviors, we could get to the idea of brain chips. He talks about at that point, over a decade ago, Alex, this man says over 10,000 people had taken these brain chips. And let me show you where we are today, because they're talking about them for depression and commercialization. But the reality of this thing is that it's very disturbing to me. You look at this woman here. She's having her brain chip not refitted, but just kind of checked on. And she says she's doing well. She's doing so well. That she's out in the garden by herself with a mask on, and she's heavily overweight. This is helping with her depression. So now it's being commercialized, and they're acting like this is a new technology. No, they've had this for decades, and this is something that I know you and I have discussed. And in the document, you know, they actually
classified that on mental institutions, they were putting wires into people's heads in the 50s, chips in their brains by the 70s.
Absolutely. And they talk about how they basically hold on to these technologies for 20 to 30 years. Takes them about a decade, okay, to get these things going.
Again, this is officially NASA saying we're going to put nanobots in all the food into your body. It's now being announced by the USDA last week, where they're going to spray nanobots in our food, same stuff that's in the vaccines. It'll take our bodies over and take our brains over. That's a Davos Group press release 2 weeks ago. I played the clip 2 weeks ago. And then after that, once they take us over, then they're going to plug us in and make us be in a virtual world. They talk about these tanks they're going to insert us into that actually our energy will then power the sustainability. People go, oh, that's the Matrix. No, that's a 1977 document leaked in the year 2000 by the Federation of American Scientists. This is the plan for the Matrix. Is that where you're going, Jason?
I'm saying, you know, whether they tell you you can upload your consciousness or not, that same man, Bushnell, over a decade ago, talks about how they're building the cerebral cortex in silicone. They're having incredible success in basically uploading consciousness. And, for instance, you know, this is the head of NASA. In another interview, he talks about how human beings won't really be going to Mars. We're going to send the robots there. And they're already talking about on this Artemis mission that they're going to send some version of the Atlas robot on that mission. We already have the DARPA dogs everywhere. They're here to protect us from COVID. We've also got Grace the robot. That's a whole other thing. But you and I, Alex, we'll just go there virtually. You know, we'll virtually visit there.
And that's how the fraud works, because you never really go anywhere. I mean, this is a prison, a false dimension they're creating to imprison us in. That's the metaverse that Zuckerberg's talking about.
And that's the big question mark for them, because the next thing is virtual. That's where they want to get us at.
And that's why they did the lockdowns, is to force us into Zoom, into Skype, and then it's already being forced. The new generation is learning about it. That's why Zuckerberg's putting everything into it and buying up all the VR companies.
Well, again, I'm so glad you said that. Let's see if we can bring this part of it. So this is a document, again, pre-9/11, folks. And in it, this is what they want for their little revolution. Teleshopping, teleentertainment, teletravel, teleeducation, which has been huge. That's what Bill Gates was given in New York. You know, Eric Schmidt was given the smart
telemedicine,
city
telecommerce, telepolitics, telesocialization. You don't get to see people anymore. You're a prisoner.
How much of that took place, again, in the last 18 months? This document is stunning. This man talks about not only population control, but genomically changing the DNA of human beings. If people doubt that the bio-nano era started, Moderna and a $25 million drop partnered with DARPA on mRNA. The other partners in all of this were AstraZeneca, Bill and Melinda Gates, all the players, Merck, okay? And they were going to fight pandemics. This is from 2013. They know what this technology is going to do, Alex, and I'm sure you're aware of that. We've discussed this at length. But at the very end of the day, it also helps bring in their systems of slavery digitally through all of these apps and the surveillance state. Again, they are
exactly making you in this. This doesn't just make you a prisoner. It makes you be under surveillance. And that's why during the whole, quote, fake pandemic, all the big companies had apps they made employees take that watched and listened to them in real time. So now they're just admitting the surveillance.
Absolutely. And really one of the craziest things about this, Alex, is that the people that are directing this, right, the ones we're supposed to be listening to, the authoritative sources, if you will, the ones that will get us censored on YouTube, Google, major platforms, taken off of Amazon servers, you know, I know that, you know, I'm not a big fan of Elon Musk by any means, and we can get into that in a moment, but he called them out for their old, I believe it was 2014, 2015 sex scandal. Well, folks, while they're running the information on the pandemic from 2018 to 2020, they just had an even larger child sex scandal. Well, they'll just say it's a sex scandal, of course. But you scroll down, and they're talking to girls as young as believed to be 13, Alex. And the EU has actually pulled funds from the WHO over this sex abuse scandal. Guess what? Crickets here. Because the UN's not really in charge. They're just a vehicle, a mouthpiece, the authoritative source for the existence of this
global government. That's right. The UN is just where they get all the governments together and act like it's a consensus. Jason Berman, stay there. They are building a nightmare prison, and it's a kill grid is what it is. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If a hurricane is smashing into the Gulf Coast, and I make the prediction that it's going to cause flooding, that's not a prediction. You know it's a hurricane. You know it's got a lot of water. It's going to dump. It's going to cause flooding. So it wasn't a prediction 20 months ago when I said the UN order to lock down the world economy is going to cause a chain reaction that's going to cause supply chain problems for years, that's going to starve tens of millions to death. And now it all happened. 25 million extra dead, hundreds of millions on the verge of starvation, and the UN that ordered it's running around being the savior. Listen, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And now the first world's becoming the third world. So listen to me now. We've got the highest quality storable foods, the lowest price you're going to find, ready to ship to you right now at 10% off until November 15th. But after that, the prices are going up. We cannot suppress prices anymore. So protect yourself. Get high quality storable food so you're self-sufficient and fund the InfoWar today, a 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. It's time to get your food.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Here's everything you got to know. This is all anti-human. It's all extremely evil. The mainline transhumanists say they're going to transcend humanity and merge the machines. And then again, this quote, the future will not be human. So this is all done in increments, but now it's accelerating. Now the snowball is going down the hill very, very fast. It's getting bigger. And when you look at the type of weirdos, this NASA head that Jason was talking about, not just the horribly evil, creepy things he says and does, and how they're going to put nanotech in us, and how they're going to take over our lives, and how they're going to sterilize us, how they're going to reduce our population. He looks like a space alien crossed with a child molester. Like Jason was saying, these people are just absolutely out of control. And I'm not saying that guy's a child molester. I'm just saying if I was going to, you know, be a Hollywood producer and I was going to cast somebody as a space alien that, like, grabs kids and sucks their brains out or something with a big straw, it'd be this guy. And then you read what he's saying of what they want and what they're doing. All of them are just a collection of demons. You've got Team Freedom and Team Demon. So Jason, continuing here, everything they're deploying is about enslavement and death and destruction. This isn't the future they're rolling out. It's the end of humanity in their own words.
Well, exactly. And when we talk about that post-truth world, think about that. The United Nations has been able to actively suppress people talking about treatments that work, such as budesonide, Alex. Here's the Oxford study. I know you've had Dr. Bartlett on the program. Of course, ivermectin, the enigmatic, multifaceted wonder drug that continues to surprise and exceed expectation. Journal of Antibiotics, again, this is pre-2019, 2020, before everything was being suppressed. They're telling you across the board, they don't know why there's a rise in heart attacks and blocked arteries. It's a mystery. After they told you again the flu disappeared for the first time in human history from both the southern and northern hemisphere. And if you disagree with that, you're censored. This is the medicalization, as you've talked about, of society. And they don't mind that they're just going to lay all these people off, because one of the other things that Bushnell says in one of the clips I have is he basically says in a 15 to 20 year time period, there is nothing. And not from now, I'm talking about then. So we're about 5-10 years away. There's nothing these robots can't do to replace us. What humans will do in the future is not clear. And he said, you know, we thought that we needed a robot or human touch in the nursing homes. Okay? Well, he found out, no, they had it in Japan and the patients liked them a lot more. And now they're rolling out Grace the Robot. This is from Hanson Robotics that actually I covered back in the day because they were in Austin, Texas, Alex, and they had all sorts of creepy robotics programs going on then. And, of course, they brought you Sophia. And now they've partnered with Cardano, one of the more popular altcoins out there in the blockchain, to bring you something that has programming to treat you, just like that dog. That dog is being utilized right now in Hawaii in homeless encampments to test people's temperature from 7 feet away to keep people safe from COVID.
And again, it's all rolled out. And in fact, Al Gore says, BlackRock said last week, that all the new billionaires are saying are going to be produced, that they fund, off of biomedical surveillance and carbon surveillance. So, again, Davos 3 weeks ago, we played it like 10 times, released a new promo video, like the one they released a few years ago, saying you'll own nothing and have nothing and drones will do all your work because they're making you obsolete. But they came out and said this is a world ID, world social credit score, world carbon score, and that airlines are already rolling it out. So yes, when people think, oh, I'll just stay home and watch Netflix, this isn't a revolution of laborers learning not to have a job. You're being made obsolete so that companies have to bring the robots in to replace you. It's a diabolical plan, Jason.
And it's right in front of us. You talked about, for instance, the nanotags. Well, we talked about smart dust many years ago, again, in this document. Let me read this. Nanotags placed on everything, everywhere, identification and status info. We don't even have to go into the co-opted insects. Yes, DARPA has had varying levels of insects that they have altered, but their main thing that was basically scientists said, whoa, was they were using bio-nanotech to have them carry viruses, okay?
And that's really what the H1N1 vaccine was 10 years ago. But I'm sure you've seen it. USDA, Burmese, this just came out a while ago. They're going to spray it on our food. They've announced it's so good for us.
Well, what do you expect when you let a company, for instance, like Bayer, Alex, right? Bayer partners with Monsanto. Now, Bill Gates, a heavy investor in Monsanto prior to that. I want to remind people that Bayer knowingly sold and injected people, many of whom were children, okay, with live HIV virus in their HIV medication.
And hepatitis.
Or I'm sorry, it wasn't hepatitis. It was
HIV and hepatitis in the Factor VIII blood scandal.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And it came out that they did it on purpose. They were quoted as saying, oh, who cares? Let's just kill these hemophiliacs. So again, let's explain, though. He quotes Malthus and others in the NASA document, as you were saying. They go back to Plato 2,300 years ago. They believe it's been their mission ever since to kill all of us.
You're right. Actually, you know, I put that in shade of the motion picture that you go all the way back to Roman times and the oligarchs there. Thought it was overpopulated. So in the document, he doesn't talk about Malthus one-on-one, but in this presentation behind me, there's not a lot on this guy, but he talks about it very, very readily, and it goes in conjunction with many of the things presented in that document.
What I was saying is that is all that's Malthus 101's my point.
Absolutely. And for those that don't know, Malthusianism is what is a life worth? And what do you think your life is worth to some scumbag billionaire or scumbag member of a generational bloodline that's been in control for hundreds, if not thousands of years?
The only thing you're worth is what can they extract from you before they kill you.
Absolutely. Or will you serve them? Will you bend the knee? Will you go along with their key to slavery pass in New York City? Will you get boosters 3 through 5? Will you double down and get the flu shot on top of that this year? Will you scold your neighbor for not wearing a mask? Will you enslave your child? Will you inject your child with bio nanotech that the Defense Department is putting out? Because they've been so honest with us, Alex.
Well, Jason, I mean, I've had top scientists on. I know you covered on your own show. The Pfizer and Moderna shots are synthetic nanotech, and it makes your body create the spike protein that causes the COVID illness. And the statistics are, I had Dr. McCullough in here last week. The studies are out. It's what's making people sick, whether it's Israel or whether it is Ireland. The places with the highest vaccination rate have the highest hospitalization and death rates. They can't hide this anymore. It's crazy. They're killing us out in the open, Jason.
You know, I played that Waterford, Ireland clip, and that's out of Sky News, and it's almost unbelievable to me that people can either ignore that or watch that and think that they could line up their child. Noncompliance is now. The great resistance is now. This is for your very human soul. No matter what you believe in, if you believe in, just like the gentleman before me talked about, okay, if you believe in any creator at this point, if you think human beings are important, now is the time to rise up, because all of this is moving in the direction of carbon, as you know, Alex. And really, when you talked about, you know, the sexualization of children and all this confusion, it's really about the idea that you can transcend the trans movement, your human body. That's why you have the non-binaries and so many others, because they want you in this virtual verse. They want you to think that this body is not only temporary, but you don't have an eternal soul. We can take your consciousness and we can make you into...
Well, you only get an eternal soul by giving up your body. They say you have to do that for some reason, and uploading it to the system that then saves the earth from carbon. The non-carbon base is good. The carbon is bad. You know, the earth's based on carbon. We need plants. We need humans. We need animals. But at the end of the day, it's not about saving animals, as the average leftist environmentalist thinks. The transhumanists say this is about transcending our bodies.
Absolutely. And, you know, even a guy like Ray Kurzweil, who talks about this singularity, there's another clip I have where he's discussing how overpopulation is a myth. He says,
well, let's come back and talk about that. Stay with us.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Jason Burmis. We'll go a little bit in the next hour, and then Gerald Celente is going to take over. People wanted my take on this since Saturday, and I wanted to sit back and actually study it and look at it first. And I'm not saying that Dre is a bad person. I'm not saying that Travis Scott is a bad person. But the production of Hollywood, the whole system, is all very, very occultic. And the push to take ayahuasca and LSD and hallucinogens and to mainline all these drugs that statistically do help people some of the time, but in mass, at concerts, taking it routinely, is how they got control of big tech. And how they created the big tech cult of the last 30 years was taking these very drugs. Now they're going to externalize this transhumanist cult out there. They want the public totally drugged, out of their minds, mesmerized, to then accept the virtual concerts where you'll take the drugs and go in and then experience all of this. This is how they want to get people, like any cult. That's what control freaks always want, absolutely controlled. Let me show you some of these images. Overhead shot, please. Astro World Festival security guard said he was pricked in the neck, injected before passing out. Houston police chief say, and a lot of other credible people say, they were being injected with something. This is, in my view, a mass mind control drill. That's what the police chief is saying. We've got so much of that video of what was unfolding. But here's some of the images as the crowd surges forward. A lot of folks having heart attacks and being crushed, with 13 dead now, over 400 injured. It's the image of a huge portal with basically demons coming out of it with these big hands around it, lunging towards the crowd. And then you have the main, quote, star, Scott, going out on like a promontory, going out on like a cherry picker above the crowd, singing and staring down at the death, and then singing in a very basically happy voice about it all. Absolutely satanic. And that's the type of energy that these people engage in when they do these rituals. Now they want to externalize that onto the rest of the world. So, yes, you could have said that this was just a bunch of people breaking in, folks running towards the stage, stampedes happen all the time. Yes, that's part of it. But the whole backdrop is a Hieronymus Bosch paintings from 300-plus years ago. This reminds me of a volcano. Many people said, yes, when you sacrifice at that, the virgins and people as young as 14 died. Right before the panic broke out, the portal opened. And look, here's the Hieronymus Bosch painting. Guys, pull up Hieronymus Bosch and how long ago he actually lived in Europe, with the image of hell and the demons and the people marching in and out of the mouths and the burning fires. That's what they're recreating with all of this. If you do an overhead shot, I can show the TV viewers this, please. But again, that's the concert. That's what's going on. You can say, oh, well, they're just reenacting what an artist did. Yeah, with burning fires and death and hell. All of it a recreation of hell. And Jack Posobiec tweeted this out with an image of me the last time I was on Joe Rogan, basically talking about all of this same information. So, first Astroworld lawsuit land. Travis Scott and Drake are named as defendants. Eight dead after crowd surged at Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival. Now it's 13. So a real tragedy, but humans always want to have pyramids and fires and people dying and images of death. There's a dark force in every culture always pushing us towards this final end when societies are in a period of collapse. And the globalists are trying to accelerate the period of collapse so they can control the collapse, they believe, and exit safely on the other side. That's what mid-level acolytes of the Illuminati are told. It's really much worse than that. It's been this group actually orchestrating this birth and death cycle over and over again from my research. Jason Burmes.
Well, when you talk about the occult, and especially the entertainment industry, for instance, you go to the recent, I don't know if it was this last Super Bowl, it may have been, it was the Weeknd's performance, where you literally had digital fallen angels coming down to sing in a choir, and the whole thing not only had an occult tone, but that transhumanist tone, where they were changing their face. Jay Dyer and I actually did a large breakdown. I know he co-hosts or sometimes hosts the show here. It seems repetitive. We've seen it time and time again, Alex, and it was one of those things that I didn't understand until I saw your footage from the Bohemian Grove. And quite frankly, since then, I have 8 of their 10 annals now. I have some of the earliest publications. I actually have the biography of a man named George Bromley. They called him Uncle Bromley, who brought many of these occultic rituals from overseas, from China, actually. If you look at his book, I'm going to forget the name, but it's basically an owl boat. So he brought the owl there as basically their new deity, right? The predator that sees in the dark. The one they sacrifice to every single year, dull care, which is their consciousness for how they behaved the prior year. And I know you're playing this right now, but you see all of their faces are covered. And again, prior to this, you literally had digital fallen angels, and the lead character is the one that is shining in the light, right? It's always about the light coming down, and all of his associates dressed in, you know, basically red and black satanic garb.
And let's go further talking about this. They believe they need blood to get power from their God. Their God won't give them power unless they hurt children. So let's go back to the 2012 Olympics in London, England, which went on for days with images of grim reapers coming down and killing children in their hospital beds, and with nurses injecting them with the vaccine, and then the grim reaper comes and kills them. telling us what they were planning. It was already in Operation Lockstep 2 years before that. And then they just show, again, grim reapers coming down with demons and grabbing and killing the children and the nurses delivering the children to them. And I told you then, they even had up in the sky the image of viruses that looked like the COVID virus. They're telling you about the mass ritual because that's called lesser magic. They have to galactically, a universal rule of the universe, tell you what they're going to do before they do it. They have to post it in public as a form of implied consent.
You know, Madonna as well, she did a performance prior to the pandemic about all of us not making it into the future, where you had, again, a very, very large occult ritual going on in front of you and all of these people wearing masks throughout the performance.
He lands with red eyes and is wearing like a plastic garb and that's taken off. It's all like the medical workers. They're powerful. They're in the cult. They're in the group. They're the priests. So the medical workers, Lucifer descends, the medical workers become the saviors, and the medical worker goes out and they enslave the crowd that are wearing masks, and then they basically die. So it's like, we're coming down, we're taking you over, and we're killing you. Liberal, 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 isn't it fun? There she is, dressed as Baphomet.
And again, this performance takes on a life of its own. It talks about how, you know, again, some of us aren't going to make it into the future, Alex. And you've been talking about population control for a very, very long time. But it's been in our face, right? The Good Guys Club, Michael Bloomberg, George Soros, Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates, Ted Turner. They're going to save us, Alex. And, you know, you had those news clips as superheroes. But, again, who gets to decide who lives and dies? What is population control? Again, when Dennis Bushnell talks about it, he talks about code words like sustainability. And when he talks about, for instance, productivity, that means the further automation of society. Klaus Schwab and the gang are not playing around when they tell you they want chips in everything. We illustrated it from that document. Nanotags in everything.
Well, and it's now being announced they're spraying the chips on the food. It's not coming. It's here. Stay there. Let's talk more about this and where you see it going with Jason Burmes. Then Gerald Celente is going to be taking over. Please don't forget, if people don't support us, we'll be taken off the air. The enemy's so pissed they haven't taken us off yet. They're trying around the clock. We have plans and operations to be able to defeat the globalists, but we need your support. Plus, we've got great products you need. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, ends in 6 days. It is Black Friday comes early. We do it the first 2 weeks of November for 9 years now. It's very popular. We've got Brain Force Plus back in stock, being sold out for 8 months, sold out for several years, now back even stronger with turmeric and so much more. Ultimate bone broth, chicken broth formula, so good for your joints and your immune system, everything. It is the ultimate superfood with all these things together. It's just incredible. Ultra 12 is 60% off. It's going to sell out soon. That's so good for your stamina, your brain, your whole body. It's essential, the immune system. Ultra 12. 60% off. Turmeric liquid, super high curcuminoid concentrate, 40% off. Same thing with bodies powdered, 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has got that. Those are 40% off. We've got the toothpaste and we've got the mouthwash, activated charcoal, over the top, developed by my dad, a dentist. It is made in America and it's ready to ship to you, 50% off. All available at InfoWarsStore.com. Funding the tip of the spear in the fight for the human future. InfoWars, powered by the people. Hour number 4, straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.